Getting your day started with news from around the state and around the world. Common Sense Radio. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
All right, welcome back to it. It is Wednesday. It's Wednesday here on the program. Anytime you want to be able to reflect back on an interview, go to stevegruber.com, check out the podcast powered by Podbean, and you can go back and reflect, share with your friends, whatever it may be. If you have some questions or you want to go back and check facts and so forth. Our next guest is Rich Robinson with the Michigan Campaign Finance Network. Lobbyists spent $21 million in the most recent reporting period, but the problem is, disclosure is poor. Monitoring is poor, at least according to Rich Robinson and the people of the Campaign Finance Network. Rich, welcome to the program.
Thanks. Good morning. Glad to be with you.
$21 million spent in what time period?
Well, that's from January through the end of July in 2015.
Clearly, and Rich, you and I are in the wrong business.
Yeah, it certainly is a money business.
Yeah, there's a lot of cheese there. Yeah, there's a lot of cash flying around. I see here. Multi-client firms, as usual, dominated the list of top spenders among lobbyists. Governmental consultant services, $947,000. James Karub and Associates, $734,000. Kelly Cawthorn, $540,000. The list goes on and on and on. So I guess my question to you is, you say that there is not enough oversight and not a lot of disclosure, not as transparent as you would like, I take it. What do you mean?
Well, there are two things. First, about the multi-client firms. They make a statement about what they spend in aggregate representing their clients. They also are required to file a list of the clients they represent, but they don't make any representation of how much they spend representing each of their clients. And so it amounts to a black box. This is what we spend for all our clients. And the public doesn't really have any knowledge of how much these multi-client firms spend representing any individual interest group. So, for example, right now, energy policy is a matter of some considerable interest. Yeah, the energy companies spending money on campaign contributions and lobbying. They spend money on lobbying in their own right. They also use the multi-client firms, and we don't know how much they're spending through the multi-client firms, so we don't really see how hard they're pushing on that particular issue.
One of the things that also comes to mind here, and I just want to make sure we get some of these things in so people can understand where some of this money is going, but one of these things you call the lobbyist's SNAP, or Supplemental Nutrition Assistance for Politicians, because so much money is spent by these, out of this $21 million, a whole pile of it was spent on lunch and dinner and wine and food services and so forth. Incredible amounts of money, in fact.
Well, and that's the other major area where the disclosure is deficient. They do spend a lot of money on providing food and beverage hospitality. They also provide travel and accommodations for office holders, lobbyable officials to attend their association meetings or whatever purposes they might have. And there are reporting thresholds. Unless the spending hits those thresholds, whatever they're spending doesn't have to be reported. And so to give a sense of what this all means, there's $112,000 spent in these first 7 months of 2015 on group food settings. All of that is reported, but the lobbyists report that they spent another $425,000 providing food, beverage, and hospitality. But The portion of that names the beneficiary is only $63,000. So presumably the rest of it failed to reach those reporting thresholds.
Well, you'd like to believe so anyhow.
Pardon me?
You'd like to believe so anyhow. You'd like to believe that they're following the rules, but there's no way to tell for sure.
Well, that's right. And it, what this does conceal is, say my association is having a meeting at Grand Traverse Resort and somebody on the committee which has oversight over our particular industry, why don't you come up, give us a 5-minute briefing on legislative action in our committee, and hey, we got a deluxe weekend for you and your wife. None of it has to be reported because it falls below that reporting threshold of $775.
I'm going to restate this. I'm in the wrong business twice in one conversation. You know, I should have been a lobbyist or I should have been a politician. Either way, right?
Well, the point that I'm trying to make in this release is all of this should be available to the public to know, so we know those relationships between office holders and the industries and the interest groups that are supporting them, both through this lobbying activity and through the campaign finance world. And a lot of that isn't really transparent either, but that's another story.
I guess you give a lot of credence to the folks that say there's a lot of money in politics, maybe too much money in politics. The problem is, you know, no matter what is ever done about it, I mean, there's a lot of talk about money in politics. At the end of the day, there just seems to be more money in politics. It never seems to correct itself, and it doesn't mean, you know, the best efforts from any side of the conversation. Anyhow, Rich, I'll give you the last word.
Well, I would say this. I don't think we're going to do much to control spending in politics, whether it's through campaign finances or lobbying. But I certainly feel like there is an ethical imperative to make it all transparent and disclosed.
No, that would be nice. So any politician being upfront about what's going on. Rich Robinson, greatly appreciate your time today with the Michigan Campaign Finance Network. I'm sure we'll talk sometime soon.
Thanks.
Thank you so much. There it is. $21 million spent, and piles of that on free lunches, free dinners, free drinks, and garnering support from politicians for various efforts and initiatives and policies and, of course, law. And that's the way the game's played. And if you don't like the way the game is played, you should make an effort to change it. 52 after the hour on a Wednesday. It's the Steve Gruber Show.